Australia has pulled out the big guns for its bid to host the 2022 Football World Cup. It's less than 24 hours until Australia finds out if the pitch is successful. The centrepiece of the bid was a movie by Australian film director Philip Noyce, featuring Julia Gillard, Paul Hogan and a runaway kangaroo. Firefighters in Western Australia are continuing to battle a blaze south of Perth that's been burning for more than 30 hours. The fire has been contained, but there's still a possible threat to lives and property around Carnarp and South Baldivis. More than 250 firefighters battled the blaze. Victoria's new coalition government will be sworn in today, and only one candidate is offering to take over the Labor leadership. The outgoing Health Minister, Daniel Andrews, nominated for the position yesterday. Former Labor ministers Rob Holles, Tim Holding and Jacinta Allen are possible contenders for the deputy leadership. Small lenders are urging the federal government to help them compete with the big four banks, with the Treasurer due to announce banking reforms this month. Fairfax Media is reporting the government's considering their request to bring back its wholesale funding guarantee. Now, the move would help credit unions, building societies and mid-tier banks compete with the big four banks. And 8 men have been frozen to death in Poland as Europe continues to experience freezing conditions. Heavy snow and sub-zero temperatures in Western Europe have closed at least 4 airports. Temperatures fell to around minus 20 degrees Celsius across much of Poland.